Welcome back, Ron and Nanny and the Car Doctor. You know, when I was a kid growing up and started working at the gas station, and I remember this like it was yesterday, Billy, my boss at the Texaco, he kind of taught me the ropes, and it was always, he said, Ron, you've always got to come back to basics. You've always got to observe a few simple rules. Now, mind you, this was over 40 years ago, but I think about that today because I think those rules still apply. And one of Billy's caveats was the car needs basics. The car needs, good fluids. It needs good tires, safe brakes, and a good electrical system. And Billy always told me the heart of the electrical system is the battery. And I think about cars today, and I think about all the electronics and how the electrical system has changed and improved in a lot of ways. And I still hear Billy's words in my ears that it still needs a good battery. And I don't think enough people understand that in the sense that without the battery, nothing happens. And we ask the battery to do an awful lot, especially in all kinds of crazy weather. And I thought it would be very appropriate this time of year as we sort of kick off winter car care. And I know we're still late summer, early fall here, but it's going to come up so fast. You know, a bad battery isn't something you want to find out when it happens. You want to know about it before so you're prepared for it. And we've reached out and we've got with us today Joe Lee Hegner. He is the manager of Custom Engineering North America for Powerframe Grid Technology. And we're happy to have Joe with us. Joe, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir.
Well, thank you very much for having me on this afternoon.
Talking batteries, I know you heard that open. Is Billy still right? Is it still the battery is the heart of the electrical system?
It is. Without a good battery, without something that's going to be consistently there for you, you're going to get stranded. You're going to get a no start, and nobody wants that to happen, especially when you really need to get somewhere.
So when the person comes into the shop and they've got a six-year-old car and they say, Ron, test my battery. I want to know if it's any good. My position is if it's a five-year battery and I'm testing it and the car's 6 years old, what's the point? Because how long should a car battery really last?
Well, it's a good question, and really there's a few factors that affect how long your battery's going to last. The most important of which is sort of where you live. You know, heat's an enemy of a battery, and if you start looking down south, the average life of a car battery is only in the neighborhood of, say, 3 years. But as you start going up north in the Midwest and the north, you start seeing average life more in the 5 to 6 year range. But I say average for a reason, because there's a couple of other factors that are very important. One is the vehicle itself. It's how that vehicle utilizes the battery and really where the battery is placed in the vehicle. And the other is how you drive. If you're doing a lot of stop and go city driving, or if you're doing a lot of highway driving, it's going to impact the battery differently and give you a little bit different life.
Do you think the livery driver, the person that gets in the car 6 o'clock in the morning and makes 12 runs to the airport and the train station and they turn the car off at 6 o'clock at night, do you think that person's battery lasts longer than the mom that, you know, gets the kids to school, goes the 10-minute ride to market, comes home, goes back out in the afternoon to pick the kids up from the bus, then goes back out to do some after-school shopping and then comes home? You know, both cars had a 12-hour day, but mom's car was turned on and off a half a dozen times. That livery car never turned off.
Well, so that's actually a pretty interesting question. One could be worse than the other. It may not be what you think. If that delivery vehicle, if that battery is in a place where it's really seeing that engine heat the whole time, that's definitely not going to be good for that battery, and it may not last as long as the soccer mom who's, you know, starting and stopping, but the battery's able to cool down.
Right.
You know, that it may be harder, and that's why, you know, one of the things that we do is we take batteries and we put them out in the Las Vegas taxi cabs all the time. Talk about a demanding environment. That's where we're really putting them to the test.
Why is Las Vegas such a demand?
Well, Las Vegas is such a demand because of really the heat. You know, heat's one of the biggest enemies of a battery. And when you're there in Vegas, not only do you have the heat, but you're constantly using that battery. You do have a lot of starts and stops, but you got a lot of sitting and cooking. And so that's where Powerframe technology really helps you out. The technology is really some of the most corrosion resistant that's out there, And as that battery decays, it's still able to provide a more consistent performance over the life of the battery.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We're talking to Joe Leadhegner. He's the Manager of Customer Engineering North America for PowerFrame Grid Technology. Joe, so you're verifying what I've said for years now, not that I'm taking claim like I invented it, but heat's a bigger problem than cold.
Absolutely. You know, the inside of the battery, it's a really corrosive environment. You've got battery acid in there that eats away at the components inside. And over the summer, that rate of degradation of corrosion is really accelerated. Problem is, you just don't notice it during summer because your car simply doesn't need as much energy to turn over when it's warm out. The engine, the oil's thinner, it's simply easier to turn over. But once that first cold snap comes, that's when you start needing that power again. The oil's thicker, it's harder to turn over, and oh my gosh, all of a sudden I don't have the power there anymore that I used to.
So for that person today driving a six-year-old car or a five-year-old car, and they're going to go out this weekend or next and buy a battery, their car, chances are their car has battery technology in it that's outdated, right? Because in the 5 years since that car was designed and brought to market, it probably doesn't have as current grid technology as available, like PowerFrame grid technology, for example. Now,
yeah, I mean, yep.
That's different. That's a different animal altogether, for lack of a better way to put it.
It is. The PowerFrame technology is really the cutting edge, the next evolution of lead acid car batteries. What it's able to do is it's able to provide a more consistent performance and power to the vehicle over a longer period of time, as it's the way it corrodes and its corrosion resistance really far exceeds that of traditional technologies.
You know, I always think of a battery grid. I think of that aspirin commercial where you drop the two aspirin into the water and it fizzes and it just kind of dissolves away. That's really how a battery works. It's that fizzing action, that electrolysis, is what occurs inside of a battery to make the electrical energy. But PowerFrame grid technology deals with that in a more efficient manner. Is that a correct way to put that?
Absolutely. So when we start talking about the decay of the battery and that grid, the grid, you can think of it kind of like a highway for the electricity you're trying to pull out of the battery when you're starting the vehicle. And as that grid or that highway decays, not as much traffic can get through. You know, when you look at traditional technologies, as they decay and corrode, they just sort of completely fall apart and break down. It's kind of like if you're doing road construction, just tearing up the whole road, and now you can't even push any traffic through.
Right.
With the PowerFrame technology, you get a lot more uniform sort of corrosion. So you're able to, the pattern of the wires is still maintained over the life of the battery so that traffic can still flow throughout that life.
Interesting. Hey, Joe, you have time to sit tight. I want to pull over and take a pause. If you can hang on, can you hang on for a couple of minutes?
Absolutely.
All right. We're with Joe Leadhegner, Manager of Customer Engineering for PowerFrame Grid Technology North America. I'm Ron Ananey, the Car Doctor. Joe, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, does PowerFrame Grid Technology work in any car? I want to know if that soccer mom out there can turn around next week and go out and buy a PowerFrame Grid Technology battery. You ponder that question. I'm Ron Ananey, the Car Doctor. We'll both be back right after this. Welcome back. We're on Indy and the Car Doctor. We're here with Joe Leadhegner, who is the Manager of Customer Engineering for PowerFrame Grid Technology North America. Joe, you know, thinking about it during the pause, and I'm going to put the cap on it like this. I guess to the average consumer, batteries, you know, it's not sexy. It's not sleek. It's not like the lines of the car that excites. But it's the heart of what makes that car work. It keeps that car safe and reliable, because when you turn the key, if the battery's not there, doesn't matter what it is or how much it costs, nothing happens.
That's right. You know, with PowerFrame technology, it's a technology that can be utilized in any vehicle that's out there. That's going to give you that more consistent starting performance. That's going to give you that reliability. So you don't have to worry about a premature failure stranding you out on the road.
It's sort of like buying that heavy-duty battery, in a sense.
It is. I mean, you're buying the best technology you can to keep your vehicle on the road.
So for the soccer mom or for the livery driver, if they were going out next week and they're going to buy a battery, and, you know, that soccer mom, she's trying to get kids through school and line up lunches and do laundry. She just wants to buy a PowerFrame Grid Technology battery. How does she know that she's buying that?
So what you're looking for is you're looking for a PowerFrame logo somewhere on that battery, usually on the top. It's kind of like looking for an Intel Inside sticker on a PC.
Okay. And that ensures that they're getting a PowerFrame Grid Technology battery, which at the current, right now, and I don't see it changing for the foreseeable future, that's the best grid technology available.
It absolutely is.
We ran some tests. It's interesting to note. We ran some tests on batteries over the last couple of years, and we're noticing more batteries failing based on location, like you were talking. And, you know, we noticed that a lot of cars under the hood, they've got those heat blankets, for lack of a better way to put it. You know, some of the manufacturers are putting heat blankets to absorb the heat, the glass mat. And a lot of those are being removed during battery replacement. Is that a good or a bad thing? Do they retain the heat or do they shield the heat?
So we've actually done some tests on these, and we've got the test data that shows those different methods for shielding that heat, for protecting from it, are effective to some extent. So trying to retain that heat shield, that wrapper that comes with it, will help extend your battery life. It does protect the battery to some extent.
Now, the person that lives in cold weather, in a cold climate, will PowerFrame Grid Technology help that person as well? Is there an advantage to it?
You know, the process we utilize to manufacture these PowerFrame grids is we start with sort of a slab of lead, and then we're able to punch our specific design out of it using a series of progressive dies, kind of like a cookie cutter. So we're able to lay out the whole pattern of the battery. It's kind of like laying out your highway structure. And through computer modeling, we're able to lay that out in the most efficient manner possible so that you have the lowest resistance to current flow, so you get the most power out of that battery. And that's going to be important to those living in a colder climate that need that cranking power when the cold comes.
So let's turn that question around. What about the folks who live in a hot climate? Are there benefits for them as well?
There certainly is. The corrosion resistance of the PowerFrame technology exceeds that of any of the traditional technologies, but you can actually learn more about that on PowerFrame.com, our website, to see it and really stack up against some of those other technologies. But what it's going to do for those in the hot climate is it's going to provide a more consistent performance over the life of that battery and extending the life of that battery so that you're able to not have to worry as much about getting stranded.
So just to sum it up, this isn't about cold cranking, because you notice we never talked about cold cranking amps and how big electrically of a battery to buy. This isn't about the size of the house. This is about the structure that holds the house together to make it all work.
It really is. You know, if you look at today's ignition systems, they don't need 30 seconds to turn your vehicle over like you might have needed in an old diesel truck back in the 60s.
Right.
You know, you don't need to necessarily have that power at the same level, but you want it more consistently.
Right.
And you want it there for longer.
Right. Great. Hey, listen, Joe, real quick, the website again?
PowerFrame.com.
And if I'm not mistaken, there's a real handsome radio host there in a video. Is that still up on that website? Good-looking fellow.
I believe it is.
Yeah, it looks a lot like me. So if anybody wants to see pictures of the Car Doctor in action, that's out there. Joe, I enjoyed you taking the time. Listen, we'll get together and do this again. You know, as cold weather approaches, I'm sure we're all going to need to know a little bit more about batteries, and maybe we'll elevate it next time to beyond battery basics. We'll get into battery. We'll call it a battery primer. If this was 101, we'll do 102. Sound good?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, Joe. Have a good rest of the weekend. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.